Chapter 1.
Bom dia.
And beyond. The art of Portuguese greetings. Welcome, language enthusiasts, to the captivating world of basic expressions in European Portuguese. In this chapter, we'll explore the fundamental building blocks of communication, starting with traditional greetings like
Bom dia.
And moving to warm farewells such as
Fica bem.
These basic expressions are the cornerstone of social interaction, setting the stage for meaningful connections and full cultural immersion. Each phrase is a mosaic piece, representing the richness and warmth of the Portuguese language and culture. Join me as we embark on a journey to master the art of greetings and essential expressions. Together, we'll uncover the secrets of social grace and the linguistic charm embedded in these everyday phrases. This chapter is brimming with linguistic treasures waiting to be discovered. Are you ready to embrace the essence of Portuguese greetings? Let's begin this exciting exploration.
Olá.
Hello.
Quando o vi, disse-lhe olá e sorri.
When I saw him, I said hello and smiled. A neutral greeting used in almost all situations.
Oi.
Hi.
Oi, como foi o teu dia?
Hi, how was your day? An informal greeting typically used among friends.
Tchau.
Bye.
Tchau, até amanhã.
Bye, see you tomorrow. A common informal way of saying goodbye.
Adeus.
Goodbye.
Adeus, foi prazer conhecê-lo.
Goodbye, it was a pleasure meeting you. A farewell that can be used in both formal and informal contexts, often implying that you do not expect to see someone for a long time.
Dar os bons dias.
To say good morning.
Todos os dias, ao ver o Sr. José na rua, dou-lhe os bons dias.
Every day when I see Mr. Joseph on the street, I say good morning to him.
Bom dia.
Good morning.
Bom dia, espero que tenha dormido bem.
Good morning, I hope you slept well.
Boa tarde.
Good afternoon.
Boa tarde, podemos falar agora.
Good afternoon. Can we talk now?
Boa noite.
Good night.
Boa noite. Descansa bem.
Good night. Rest well. In Portuguese.
Bom dia. Boa tarde.
And
boa noite.
Are polite greetings used in both formal and informal situations.
Até já.
See you soon.
Vou só ao supermercado. Até já.
I'm just going to the supermarket. See you soon. Used to indicate an imminent reunion. It is suitable for both informal and formal contexts.
Até logo.
See you later.
Vou sair agora para o trabalho. Até logo.
I'm leaving for work now. See you later. Neutral informality, used when expecting to see someone later.
Até amanhã.
See you tomorrow.
Até amanhã. Espero que corra tudo bem na apresentação.
See you tomorrow. I hope everything goes well with your presentation. Neutral informality, used when expecting to see someone the next day.
Boas.
Hey!
Boas, tudo bem contigo?
Hey, are you doing all right? Informal.
Tudo de bom.
All the best!
Tudo de bom para o teu novo emprego.
All the best for your new job. Informal, used when wishing good luck or saying goodbye.
Fica bem.
Take care.
Fica bem e diz algo quando chegares.
Take care and let me know when you arrive. Informal, a caring way to say goodbye.
Cuida-te.
Take care of yourself.
Antes de saíres para a aventura, lembra-te, cuida-te.
Before you head out for the adventure, remember, take care of yourself.
Sim.
Yes.
Queres sair esta noite?
Sim.
Do you want to go out tonight?
Yes.
Não.
No.
Já acabaste o trabalho?
Não, ainda não.
Have you finished the work?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, eu entendo o que estás a dizer.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Expressions are an informal, all-purpose Portuguese affirmation for yes, right, or of course, perfect for casual agreement or acknowledgement.
Por favor.
Please.
Podes passar-me o sal, por favor?
Can you pass me the salt, please?
Obrigado.
Thank you.
Obrigado pelo teu apoio.
Thank you for your support.
Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much.
Muito obrigado pela ajuda com a mudança.
Thank you very much for helping with the move.
De nada.
You're welcome.
Obrigado por segurar a porta.
De nada.
Thanks for holding the door.
You're welcome.
Na boa.
It's all good or no worries.
Estou constipado e não posso ajudar-te com os preparativos da festa.
Na boa. Não há problema.
I'm sick and can't help you with the party preparations.
No worries, no problem.
Ora essa.
Oh, don't mention it, or oh please.
Agradeço imenso a ajuda.
Ora essa, sempre às ordens.
I greatly appreciate the help.
Oh, please, always happy to help.
Prazer.
Pleasure.
É prazer conhecer-te.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Muito prazer.
Very pleased to meet you, or nice to meet you.
Muito prazer, sou o novo gerente.
Very pleased to meet you, I am the new manager.
Muito gosto em conhecê-lo.
Pleased to meet you, or nice to meet you.
Muito gosto em conhecê-lo, espero que trabalhemos bem juntos.
Pleased to meet you, I look forward to working well together.
O prazer é todo meu.
The pleasure is mine, or likewise.
Muito prazer em conhecê-lo.
O prazer é todo meu.
Pleased to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
Igualmente.
Likewise or same to you.
Desejo-te bom dia.
Igualmente.
I wish you a good day.
Likewise.
Volte sempre.
Come back anytime.
Adorei a visita.
Volte sempre.
I love the visit.
Come back anytime.
Vai com Deus.
Go with God.
Vai com Deus e que tudo te corra bem.
Go with God and may everything go well for you.
Tudo bem.
How are you? Or is everything okay?
Oi, tudo bem contigo?
Hi, is everything okay with you?
Tudo.
Everything's fine or all good?
Está tudo bem.
Tudo.
Is everything okay?
All good.
Mais ou menos.
More or less.
Como estás?
Mais ou menos, obrigado.
How are you?
More or less, thank you.
Novidades.
Literal, news? Any news? Or what's new?
Faz tempo que não nos vemos, novidades.
It's been a while since we've seen each other. Any news?
Como estás?
How are you?
Bom dia, como estás?
Good morning, how are you?
Como vai a vida?
How's life, or how are things going?
Há quanto tempo? Como vai a vida?
It's been a while, how's life?
Como tens passado?
How have you been? Or what have you been up to?
Não te vejo desde o verão, como tens passado?
I haven't seen you since summer. How have you been? These greetings are informal.
Como estás?
How are you?
Oi, como estás?
Tudo bem, e tu?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Estás.
And
como estás?
Is a contracted form originating from the verb.
Estar.
Which itself is a contraction of.
Estar.
To be.
Está-se bem.
Are you doing well, or how are you feeling?
Está-se bem. Parecias pouco tenso.
Are you doing well? You seemed a bit tense.
Estás bem.
You okay, or how are you?
Oi, estás bem.
Sim, tô bem.
Hi, are you okay?
Yes, everything's fine.
Como tens andado?
How have you been? Or what have you been up to?
Como tens andado desde a nossa última conversa?
How have you been since our last conversation?
Bem, obrigado.
Fine, thank you.
Como estás?
Bem, obrigado.
How are you? Fine, thank you.
Não me posso queixar.
I can't complain.
O trabalho está a correr bem.
Não me posso queixar.
Is work going well?
I can't complain.
Não me posso queixar.
Indicates satisfaction or acceptance of a situation, even if it's not perfect. It's a modest, positive way to respond to questions about well-being, work, health, or other experiences, suggesting things are good enough not to warrant complaints.
Tudo tranquilo.
Everything's calm.
Como está o ambiente lá em casa?
Tudo tranquilo, graças a Deus.
How's the atmosphere at home?
Everything's calm, thank God.
Tudo em ordem.
Everything's in order.
Como estão as coisas no trabalho?
Tudo em ordem, obrigado.
How are things at work?
Everything's in order, thank you.
Tudo numa boa.
All good or everything's fine?
Não te preocupes comigo, está tudo numa boa.
Don't worry about me, everything's fine.
Vai-se andando.
Life goes on, keep on or keeping on.
Não está fácil, mas vai-se andando.
It's not easy, but life goes on.
Vai-se indo.
Life goes on, keep on or keeping on.
As coisas estão difíceis, mas vai-se indo.
Things are tough, but life goes on. Similar to.
Vai-se andando.
This phrase also conveys a sense of resignation or acceptance towards life circumstances. It implies a passive acknowledgement of the ongoing flow of events, despite challenges or obstacles.
Tudo na mesma como a lesma.
Literal, everything's the same as the slug. Same old, same old.
Perguntei-lhe como estava e ele respondeu, tudo na mesma como a lesma.
I asked him how he was and he replied, same old, same old.
Está tudo a correr às mil maravilhas.
Literal, everything is running like a thousand wonders. Everything is going smoothly or everything is going great.
O projeto está a correr às mil maravilhas.
The project is going smoothly.
Está tudo ok.
Everything's fine.
Não te preocupes, está tudo ok.
Don't worry, everything's fine.
E que tal?
What do you think? Or how about that?
Acabei de redecorar o quarto. E que tal? Gostas das cores?
I just redecorated the room. What do you think? Do you like the colors?
O que tens feito?
What have you been up to?
Há quanto tempo? O que tens feito?
Long time no see. What have you been up to?
Onde tens estado?
Where have you been?
Oi. Onde tens estado?
Hi, where have you been?
É bom ver-te.
It's nice to see you.
É bom ver-te depois de tanto tempo.
It's good to see you after so long.
Bons olhos o vejam.
Literal, good eyes see you. What a pleasant surprise to see you. Or long time no see.
Bons olhos o vejam. Não esperava encontrar-te aqui hoje.
What a pleasant surprise to see you. I didn't expect to run into you here today.
Há quanto tempo?
It's been so long.
Há quanto tempo não nos vemos?
It's been so long since we last saw each other.
Caramba! Há quanto tempo que não te via?
Wow! It's been ages since I last saw you.
Caramba! Há quanto tempo que não te via, Maria?
Wow! It's been ages since I last saw you, Mary. Rhymes and greetings. Word plays with locations. In Portuguese, there are certain playful phrases and puns that we use to greet someone, often creating rhymes with names of Portuguese or foreign locations. These witty expressions add a touch of humor and creativity to everyday interactions. For example,
Estás boa ou vais para Lisboa?
Are you fine or are you going to Lisbon?
Estás bem ou vais para Belém?
Are you fine or are you going to Belém?
Estás fixe ou vais para Peniche?
Are you cool or are you going to Peniche?
Estás porreira ou vais passar na Mosgueira?
Are you fine or are you going to pass by Mosgiera?
Estás uma maravilha ou vais a Sevilha?
Are you doing great or are you going to Seville? Greetings and common expressions in Portuguese. Transitioning from location-based greetings, let's explore some common expressions and greetings used in everyday Portuguese interactions. These phrases, whether for shaking hands or expressing surprise, are essential in daily communication and help to build and maintain social connections. Here are a few examples.
Dar passou bem.
To shake hands.
O chefe deu passou bem ao funcionário que se reformou.
The boss shook hands with the employee who retired.
Dar aperto de mão.
To shake hands.
Eles deram aperto de mão depois de fechar o negócio.
They shook hands after closing the deal.
Dar bacalhau.
Literal. To give a codfish, to shake hands or to greet with a handshake.
Em Portugal, dar bacalhau é uma forma comum de cumprimentar.
In Portugal, shaking hands is a common way to greet.
Ora viva.
Hello.
Ora viva. Que surpresa agradável.
Hello, what a pleasant surprise. This expression is used as a greeting or welcome, often used to express pleasure or joy upon seeing someone. Common phrases for departing and communicating. In everyday Portuguese, there are several common phrases used for departing, making plans to reconnect, or communicating via phone or text. These expressions are essential for maintaining connections and ensuring smooth communication. Let's explore some of these useful phrases.
Bazar.
To flee or to run away.
Ele decidiu bazar antes que a situação piorasse.
He decided to flee before the situation got worse.
Tenho que sair.
I have to leave.
Tenho que sair agora, até logo.
I have to leave now. See you later.
Tenho que ir embora.
I have to go.
Já está tarde, tenho que ir embora.
It's getting late, I have to go.
Estou de saída.
I'm on my way out.
Estou de saída, até mais tarde.
I'm on my way out, see you later.
Dar pitadela.
To give a call, or to ring.
Vou dar-te pitadela assim que chegar a casa.
I'll give you a call as soon as I get home.
Liga-me.
Call me.
Quando chegares, liga-me.
When you arrive, call me.
Manda mensagem.
Send a text.
Se precisares de alguma coisa, manda mensagem.
If you need anything, send a text.